Well, that's a great relief. The Admiral will be pleased. I'm glad to hear it. And please don't concern yourself over Joshua Calvert. I'm sure he'd never do anything illegal. He's really an exemplary citizen. The Lady Macbeth is preparing to jump in system, Ione warned the crew. They were 2 light weeks from Puerto de Santa Maria's star, which cast a barely perceptible shadow on the Voidhawk's foam-encased hull. The Nefere was drifting 800 kilometres over the upper hull, yet Ione's optical senses were unable to see it. 28,000 kilometres further in towards the faint star, the Lady Macbeth's sensor clusters and thermodump panels were folding with the neatness of an alighting eagle. If only everything about the Adamist starship's flight was that neat, Syrinx wished. This Captain Calvert was a born incompetent. It had taken them 6 days to get here from New California, a distance of 53 light-years. The manoeuvres which Lady Macbeth performed every time she reached a jump coordinate were appallingly sloppy. They went on for hours at a time. Time was money in the cargo business, and if this was the way Calvert navigated on every voyage, it was no wonder he needed the money so desperately. "Stand by," Syrinx told Larry Kuritz. "He's lined up on the Thudad asteroid." "Roger," the marine captain acknowledged. "The Thudad?" Eileen Carouche muttered as she accessed the Puerto de Santa Maria file in her neural nanonics. "There are several insurrectionist cells based there, according to the planetary government's intelligence agency. They're pushing hard for independence." "Attention, everybody," Syrinx broadcast. "I want us out of stealth mode the moment we emerge. This Lady Macbeth is fitted with maser cannons, so let's not have any mistakes. Gee, you have fire control authority as of now. If they make one smart-ass move, slice them in two. Nephilim, you keep a sharp watch for approaching ships. If these insurrectionists are desperate enough to try and obtain antimatter confinement technology, they may be dumb enough to try and assist their courier." "We'll cover you, Taggar," the Nephilim's captain replied. Syrinx returned her attention to Inone's sensor inputs. The Lady Macbeth had reverted to a perfect sphere. Blue iron flames shrank away to nothing. There was a sharp twist in space's uniformity. "Go," she commanded. Ione erupted out of the wormhole terminus 1,700 kilometres distant from the Lady Macbeth. A blizzard of foam flakes swirled away as electronic sensors and thermodump panels were uncovered around the crew toroid. Fusion generators in the lower hull combat systems toroid powered up. X-ray lasers deployed. Gravity returned to the crew toroid. The distortion field swelled outwards, accelerating the Voidhawk up to 7 Gs. It chased a sharp curve round to a line on the Lady Macbeth. 200 kilometres away, the Nephilim was shaking off its stealth cloak. Thudad was a distant, lacklustre speck with a small constellation of industrial stations wrapped around it. Strategic defence sensor radiation raked across the Inoni. Syrinx was aware of a curious secondary oscillation in the distortion field. Foam was streaming away from all across the hull. "That's better," Inoni sighed, almost subliminally. Syrinx didn't have time to form a rebuke. A transmitter dish unfolded from the lower hull toroid, swinging round to focus on the Lady Macbeth. "Starship Lady Macbeth," she relayed through the transmitter's bi-tech processors. "This is Confederation Navy ship Inoni. You are ordered to hold your position. Do not activate your reaction drive. Do not attempt to jump away. Stand by for rendezvous and boarding." Inoni's distortion field reached out to engulf the Adamist starship. Syrinx could hear Tula communicating with Thudad's defense control center, informing them of the interception. "Hi there, Inoni." Joshua Calvert's voice came cheerfully out of the bridge's AV pillars. "Are you in some kind of trouble? How can we assist?" Lying prone on her couch, her teeth gritted against the 4G acceleration, Syrinx could only glance at the offending pillar in disconcerted amazement. Inoni covered the last 5 kilometres cautiously, every sensor and weapon trained on the Lady Macbeth alert for the slightest hint of treachery. At 150 meters distance, the Void Hawk rotated slowly, presenting its upper hull towards the Adamist starship.